going to get this thing rocking and rolling here. Your host today is Denny Rogers, substituting for my son Vance Rogers, and he called me at the last minute and asked me to fill in for him. So, and we're fortunate enough to have a young couple on board here by the name of Phil and Gloria Offerly. Did I say that right, Gloria?
Offerly,
Okay. Well, who's going to take off? Is it going to be Phil or Gloria this morning?
I'll let Gloria start off.
Well, okay, Gloria, I'm going to ask you what my son told me to ask you. He says, you got to tell me what you guys did before you got involved in NECAN, and just a little background about yourself.
Okay, I'd be happy to. Thank you again, you guys, for having us on the call. We get on because Wendell and Marilyn Hendricks are in Farmington, and they are part of our organization, even though you guys get paid on them. And so we get to listen to the AM call quite often on Saturday mornings. Thank you for having us. Because we were very busy people. Bill is a general contractor, and I own a mini storage business. And all of that happens right here in my front yard. We had crews, we had equipment, we had people, and very, very busy. One of our customers came in and told Phil, I have these funny-looking things that you put in your shoes that'll make your back quit bothering you. And after 28 years of hurting and sometimes not being able to do what he needed to do every day, we put a pair of insoles in his shoes, and in 2 days, that pain went away. He just got up out of a chair, which I had never seen him do without kind of jacking his back up and stretching out before he could actually stand up and move. He stood up, and I said, look at the way he stood up. Not even thinking about the insults, just, you know, they were there, and so what, let's go on with life. And he turned, he twisted, and he says, gosh, my back doesn't hurt. Well, we shared it with a couple of people, mostly my parents, one of my brothers and his family, and my sister. And they've all got really good, positive response to it. And so Phil comes to me as I'm sitting there filling out workman's comp and insurance and all of the paperwork the government requires and payroll and all that. And just, you want to do this as a business? I wanted to throw them back at him. What are you talking about? I don't have time to do anything, let alone take on another business. So that's what we were doing. Very, very busy people. You know, we have 5 acres here. We had horses. We had the place to take care of. We had all the customers and employees. But as I name all those things, that's been the best thing about NECAN, is the things that it's relieved us from with that.
Gloria, I don't mean to interrupt, but how long had you been in, you know, your businesses, your construction business and your mini storage business?
By that time, about 9 years. So we're heavily involved in it. It wasn't just, well, let's try it out and see what happens.
Now, what prior to that?
We weren't married.
We were newlyweds.
We've been married 15 years now, but that was there was no prior to that. It was a whole different life.
Okay.
Yeah, we. She lived down in the southern part of New Mexico, and we were up here. I was in the northern part of New Mexico, and her husband passed away from cancer at a young age, and I was no longer married after 22 years, and so our family got us together. My little brother is married to Gloria's little sister, and even though we had been in the family for 20 some years, I had never met her.
Oh, really?
So, yeah, kind of an amazing thing, the way the Lord, you know, it's like the Lord says, watch this. This will really blow their mind.
This will be a fun thing to do to them.
How long have you been in the construction business?
Say again?
How long have you been in the construction business?
I had done some construction with my welding business prior to that, but we got into the business together after we were married. I had an engine building shop. I was a bivocational pastor at the time that we got married. In fact, that's where I knew Wendell and Marilyn from years before. Marilyn and I had worked together in Vacation Bible School and so on. So we had some associations. In fact, Wendell tried to talk to me about NECAN about, I don't know, probably 10 years or so ago. And too busy to listen.
Oh, geez. Isn't that something?
Yes.
Well, tell me, so you guys stepped in and you came in and said you wanted to do this as a business, and your wife says, what are you talking about? So what happened after that?
Well, we just had, we just couldn't believe how quickly I got rid of my back issues for something that cost less than $100 and something that we had never heard of before. And Wendell reminded us later on when we hooked up again that that's what he was trying to tell us. And
all callers are muted and may unmute themselves by pressing *6.
Can everybody still hear me?
Yeah, you're okay.
Okay. And but we just were amazed at the way people responded to these products. It was just it was a real eye opener for us. People with challenges similar to mine, we would give them insoles. And Denny, when we first started, we didn't know anything except the magnetic insoles. We didn't even realize that you could buy them two at a time at a reduced price. And I think our first month we probably bought, I don't know, maybe 80 or 90 pairs of these magnet insoles and just began to share them with people in our construction business and customers that came in to Glorious Mini Storage. But we just saw so many neat things happen, and we really loved that. We loved helping people. We loved making a contribution to them that where they could get in control of their own health. At the same time, the first month, Nikan sent us a check for $1,037. And we sat down and looked at that check, and we said, you know, this is amazing. We didn't have to have employees. We didn't have to buy equipment. We didn't have to do workers' compensation. We enjoyed what we were doing, and they compensated us for it. And so that was the beginning of an eye-opening situation for a plan A, from a plan A to a plan B. And it took us about 4 years to work into it full-time. But we went silver very quickly, in fact, the first month, and went to humans being more. Thought we were going to learn how to sell magnets. You know how it is. We don't know what that's all about. And the second month, we did about $3,800, and really we haven't backed up since. We had to slowly work our way out of the construction business and get to a point where we could do this full time, and that's what we love to do. Gloria loves the freedom, and she still has her mini storage business, but. Our dream is to get totally free of the corporate structure and enjoy a little more freedom and ability to work with our wonderful downline. We've got some neat people that work with us every day.
So how long did it take you to make that transition just to completely walk away? You're completely out of the construction business now, right?
That's correct. About 4 years.
Took you 4 years, huh?
Well, yeah.
I was a little bit more dramatic when we got in the fifth month in the business, so you're pretty close to what we were, but the fifth month we got a substantial check, and I said, I don't need this sheet metal business anymore. Like, I mean, you're just talking exactly what I had to deal, you know, state industrial, and you know, then you got OSHA coming in there and telling you what to do and what not to do and all this stuff. And, you know, it's, people don't realize that all the things that a small business owner has to go through today, it just is not worth it in a sense of the stress you're underneath. I'm sure you can relate to that situation. How many employees did you have?
We had about a dozen when we were introduced to Nikan. We'd had as many as 20 employees, and we were just busy. That's about all we could handle because I didn't have a real, you know, when you're in your own business, nobody runs it like you.
Exactly.
And nobody takes responsibility for it like you do. And in fact, when we went to Japan, we won that trip to Japan, and it was a real struggle for us because we had so many things going on and really didn't have anybody to step in and take care of our business for even a week or two while we enjoyed that trip. So, but that's changed. You know, when we hear young people or anybody talking about getting into a small business, we just want to set them down and say, do you really realize what you're doing, you know? And
yeah.
How much better the opportunity would be to get into a network type of a model.
Yeah, we just cringed every, because, you know, that's what got us into this. Char had had a restaurant, and she had just sold it, and she was going to get involved in her other nutritional business. And anyway, that's when we ran into Dennis and Ruth. But when we hear people going to get into a, you know, restaurant or, you know, buy a franchise, we just cringe. They just don't know what they got to go through, you know, and it just, oh, you just feel so sorry for them.
That's part of the American dream.
Oh, yeah. Let me. One of the things in your construction business, let me ask you, was there anybody that worked for you that went out on their own after they worked for you?
Oh, sure. The competition was well-trained. We taught them all the safety things. We trained them how to use the tools, how to deal with customers. We trained them really well. And pretty soon, they got a bid that we couldn't afford yet because they were just doing it with a couple of guys and kind of maybe not even taking care of the responsibilities of insurance and reporting all their business and all that, and they could undercut you. So we trained our competition real well.
Uh-huh. Well, of course they're giving you a little bit of royalty kickback, right?
Not yet.
Well, I can relate to that to the T, and what was so interesting, you know, I tell people it's just hard to believe that you do. You just don't realize what you're doing. The last situation of mine was I had this slick sales guy came in and introduced me to, you got to have a profit sharing program for your employees, you know, and I thought that was kind of a neat deal and all that type of thing. And so anyway, I got involved in that, and I was probably involved in about 10 years. And, well, my last guy, he not only... I taught him real well, but I had to finance him because I had to pay him his profit sharing program when he left.
Wow. Bad deal.
Yeah, right. So just when I got rid of that profit sharing program, well, long they ended up, you know, we got out of the whole business. So I can relate. Well,
another thing, when we were in the business, we did not, like Phil said, had time to make a trip. You know, we were the ones who stayed behind on holidays and cleaned up what had to be done or got ready for the next job or got the bid out or whatever. And so when the Japan trip came along, I was telling one of my friends about it. I said, I don't know if we're going to go or not. She said, what do you mean you're not going to go, for crying out loud? And I thought, we don't have time for this. It truly was not in our lifestyle to take a trip because we had to be here every Monday morning all the way through the week and mostly on weekends as well. So the freedom was not there. You may own the business, and you're the last one to get paid, if you get paid, and you're the last one to shut the lights off at night. We were real fortunate. We could work as many hours a day as we wanted or needed to, and that might be 12 or 14, 16 hours a day. Too much, way too much.
I can relate. So now that you're involved, now that you've been involved in your Nikon business for a while, what are you folks doing that's making things exciting for you?
Well, we just are developing relationships with some neat people, and we enjoy working with people. We've always been people, I guess is a good way to say that, and we just love the people that come in and join us, and even if they don't, people on the Indian reservations with their challenges with diabetes. Some major contributions there as far as education and, you know, our water and some natural salt and greenzymes and magnetics are the answer for so many things. And so we've enjoyed not only introducing it, but just getting to work with people. We've got a meeting every Tuesday night and every Thursday night. We took our construction office the first month we were in the business and knocked out some interior walls, and we've got a meeting room there that'll seat about 50 people comfortably. And so it gives us a place, it's actually called a wellness center. We've got a sign over it that says All About Energy Wellness Center. It's right on a major highway here in the community. We're just always got something going on. We're fixing to start doing some sleep studies. We're fixing to introduce, as Nikon is getting ready to, for the next few months, really launch our sleep systems and our new RAM technology. we're going to get involved with that in a big way. We love it that we don't have to reinvent the wheel. We can just plug into the structure that NECAN has and just promote it. Just do it. We love doing that.
Well, what has been one of the most incredible experiences that you have come across in your organization or your situation?
You know, there's been so many. It's hard to say one, but just as you said that, we have this poster girl, we like to call her. She happens to be 96 years old, and she is a Navajo lady, have a real good organization around her. But in the Indian tradition, the grandma is the head of the family. And this grandma, Grandma Pearl, would sit with her head bowed down, almost always sleeping, just setting up wherever the activity was. But she had lost her hair. They were taking her for repairs to diabetic ulcers, and they weren't succeeding. She was on 7 different pills, and in the Navajo country, you get your prescriptions provided by the government. And so they would give her something, and they would take something else, and that would give her a side effect, and they would do something else. And it's what we did then was she got introduced to the jade greenzymes, and the insoles for her shoes and water, and we talk about all natural sea salt. And those minerals were put back in her body, and pretty soon she started getting a little bit of stubby hair on her head, which had fallen out, and she always wore a wig, but at home she wouldn't, and pretty soon she was a little more bright-eyed. And one night she was sitting at the table, she looked at her daughter and her son-in-law and said, "I'm hungry. I'm starving." And she probably weighed 85 pounds at that time, you know. And all of a sudden, she started eating, and she's got a wonderful sense of humor, and she's made her first airplane trip to Florida two summers ago to watch her great-granddaughter get married on the beach. She is quite the character, and she comes around, everybody knows it. She's wonderful, is able to walk again because those sores are gone, and she's on 0 medication. So that's a real miracle for us. She's our poster girl.
You know, and like some things that we say in our business, if one incident that just shares that, if one incident was alone, it was worth the whole thing.
Absolutely.
So, you know. What about yourself, Phil? You got any experiences that you'd like to share?
Oh, gosh. Just like she says, there have just been so many.
Tell me about the kidney thing with
We had a guy that I worked with in the ministry. I was a racetrack chaplain for many years on the horse racing tracks, what we call the backside ministry. And I met a gentleman there and his family. And after this has been several years ago, and after we had been in NECAN for probably 5 or 6 months, while this gentleman came by one day and he was not healthy at all, and I could see what was going on. I said, "What's going on with you, Skeeter?" And he said, "I'm going to have a kidney transplant." And I said, I had no idea. You know, we hadn't been in touch for a couple of years, and he told me a little bit about it, and he just came by to, you know, kind of get some counseling and some encouragement about that. I said, "Well, Skeeter, I'd like to share something with you here." I said, why don't we try some of this water and try some of this natural salt?" And I said, "I think it'll really help." He says, "Well, sure, I'll give it a try." So we gave him a couple of gallons of Pymag water and a little bit of this natural salt. And in a couple of days, he calls up and he said, "Man, I'm doing a lot better." We have a registered nurse, a lady named Teresa Larson, who works in our group and is a silver in our organization. And she kind of was familiar with what we were talking about. And she said, "Well, why don't you get him started on some jade greenzymes?" So we introduced him to the jade greenzymes. And he had a doctor's appointment in 3 or 4 days from that time to start him on dialysis and then put him on a list for this kidney transplant. And with the greenzymes, the water, and the salt, by the time he went to the doctor 3 or 4 days later, He had gone from about 16 or 17% of his kidney function to over 40%. And the doctor said, "What are you doing?" He said, "Well, I'm taking this green powder and drinking this water and using some of this salt." He said, "Well, my goodness, whatever you're doing, keep doing it." And that was
Probably three years ago,
maybe a little longer, and he still has his kidneys. He still functions every day in the normal world. He still has a couple of horses, and he ropes off of them and so on, and he's still healthy today. And had he not came in that day, you know, he would probably be either waiting for a kidney transplant or all the consequences of that. So those are just some of the things that we get to experience because we're involved and informed about what this company can do with their products and their technologies. Pretty exciting stuff.
Oh, yeah. Well, let me ask you in reference to what is the furthest away now that you've had people in your organization?
We have someone in Canada that we've never met through one of our distributors that's in Mesquite, Nevada. I think that's probably
Oklahoma, and we've got them in 12 states in the United States. We're not international yet,
right.
But
where I'm getting at was this is in your construction business and your storage business there, you're pretty well confined to the general area, right?
That's right.
We're in the Four Corners area, so we covered probably a couple hundred square miles here with that business, and now we've expanded out to take in a dozen or so states, and we have a distributor that took some products with them. They're going down to live in Belize, down in what used to be British Honduras, and they're excited about doing something down there, and so we're in contact with them about people that we met this last week from Ecuador. So I don't know, it's exciting to think about doing stuff far away, and then every time we think about that, we think, gosh, we still haven't got everybody where we live. You know? So it's wonderful to have that kind of a customer base, or I guess you could say a market. There's not a day goes by that we wonder if we're going to have a job tomorrow or an opportunity to share with more people, because there are just so many thousands and millions of people out there that don't know yet about what we do.
And where do you think your friendship or your relationship with your friends are now that you have established? How many have you expanded to from where you were before?
We look at our people as family.
Right.
It's just so awesome.
The best thing is that their credibility, their relationship with us is an end to a new friend. I can't tell you how many Indian people that we love, just absolutely have a wonderful relationship with, and they love us simply because Fred Kay, who is one of our silvers, went to a place called Second Mesa or Tisnas Pass or Ekovina or all these different places and brought people into us to share, or we got to go then because he'd opened the door to one of their chapter houses or to their little community. And you know, because he says we're okay, they think we're okay, and they love us already before we're even there, practically. And then when you love them back, it's priceless.
I know, and you can't buy that. That's what's so neat about it, isn't it?
Mm. That's right.
It's just, you know, people ask, "Are you still doing that magnet thing?" And I say, "Yeah." We're never going to quit either.
It's right.
You know, we should have been retired years ago, but there's no way. It's just too much fun and meeting too many neat people. And my situation is that I've become a real avid person in learning a lot of the history of the American history, where I never was even paid any attention to that before. And so
right.
It really gives you a good sense of feeling that you're fortunate enough to live in the United States, even though we do have some minor situations that we don't all like right now, but
right. But we're
but
making
anyway,
changes in those. We're making contributions towards changing those things, and that's pretty exciting to me. It's more like a cause or I don't know. It's just so much bigger than we can be by ourselves, and I think about quite often about Mr. Masuda and his decision to start this company and his decision to teach and involve people in humans being more, and what an impact to not only our generation but the people that are coming along that don't know anything about Nikki, and I believe their lives will be affected by these technologies and by the dream and the vision of Mr. Masuda. It's pretty awesome when you consider it.
What I usually tell with people as we travel around, I've always challenged people. I says, I don't think there's a man in the world that has impacted and infected so many people's lives as this man, Mr. Masuda. And so far, everybody have challenged me to that. So it gives you a good feeling to know that you're involved with a person like that.
Amen.
That's right.
And we see Denny and you and Char and Dennis and Ruth and Dave Johnson and we see all you guys as the people who opened the door for us, and I don't know, we just tell people get in and keep talking and don't quit. We've only been in, this is our sixth year, and we're more excited today than we were when we first joined up, and I don't think there's very many businesses out there where people just
That's the same way we are. We've been in it 18 years, and we're more excited now than we are. Or Char came back from a appointment that she did yesterday with a lady, and she all excited when she came back, had to tell me, and just, going on and on and on.
Don't you love those stories?
Yeah, when she had a restaurant business when she came home, it wasn't nice and exciting stories she'd want to tell me.
Okay.
Yeah. One of the things that we picked up at our conference, we just were down in Orlando with Reed and Doug Braun and Dave Johnson, and one of the things that people are pretty excited about right now is this new book by Robert Kiyosaki, Doing Business in the 21st Century.
Yeah, right.
And have you gotten that book yet, Denny?
Uh-huh.
All right.
Haven't had a chance to go through it yet, but I've got it.
Yes, and he just pretty much lays out the fact that if you're gonna build a network, if you're gonna succeed in the next 30 or 40 years in business worldwide, it needs to be in networking and gosh, we're already there. We've already got the groundwork's done. We've got an established company behind us that's interested in our well-being. And in our ability to reach more people through our own successes, and it just the future looks really good. We tell people they come to us and they say, oh gosh, how's your business going? Because they're in traditional business, and we say, well, we've had five of the months out of the last seven that we've had since we've been in business. They say, how does that work, with the economy like it is? And I say, I don't know, but it seems to us that when people lose their jobs and lose their benefits, they get more interested in ways that they can take care of their families alternatively or in a more complementary manner. And it's really an eye-opener to a lot of people. They just think if business is down, everybody's business is down. And to have a business that's not so much affected by that is a tremendous thing to have in this economy.
So if you are talking to somebody and, they're a business person and they're intrigued a little bit, what is kind of your formality you go through to present it to them?
We just tell them mostly about our ability to have some freedom with our time and money today that we didn't have before. And, as the economy takes an adjustment like it has, people get more compact. So what that means is to a small business owner, they get more involved than they were before. They pick up where employees were doing it before, and they get even more frustrated with the time and energy that they put out. And so we just talk about the freedom part of it. And we've learned that our products are amazing, but our best product of all is the business, to to get to people who can enjoy the things they want to do. And we talk about the freedom part of it probably more than anything else. And then we invite people to just check out our products, because we say if you don't like the products, you probably won't join us in business anyway. And try to set an appointment and ask lots of questions. We're learning and teaching people all the time how to become master askers, you know. Find out what's going on in their lives, because we have so many avenues to help them.
So how long do you think, say if a person you're introducing to this and he did get an interest, how many times do you have contact with them before you think they have, you know, get that initial sign up on the dotted line?
We do it a lot of different ways, and sometimes they see it right now and say, yeah, I want to get involved. I'd like to buy some products, maybe at wholesale. And or they say, you know, I've already heard about this, or I've been involved with it before. I didn't know they had water. I didn't know that they had the biaxial rotation products. So we see lots of in different ways. There's another thing we do, Denny, is a corporate sponsorship. Well, we'll talk to a business owner. As a small business owner, you know, they're concerned about keeping their employees on the job, away from the workman's comp and insurance policies, things like that. So we introduce them as a corporate sponsor, and then their employees can buy product under their number. When they do that, they're getting the discount, but then the corporate is getting the rebate on it, and they can fund a wellness program. That looks real good on an insurance form and say, yes, we have an ongoing wellness program. They consider us their own personal wellness consultants, and so we work with their whole company, and that may be just 12 or 14 people, could be a couple hundred, that we let them understand that there's a way for their employees to be healthier. The office environment changes when they put an air filter in there or set people on Kinko seats and get water in the office. We have a couple of banks that are doing that, and they really respond well to that. So I can't tell you one time or another. They may be a long-time business relationship with us from the construction or just personally or with the other businesses. But so our credibility with them may already be established, and sometimes you have to start from square one and say, I'd like to introduce myself. My name is.
Well, say, for example, when you're working with somebody in a bank, how do you approach the bank when you've got, you know, you got the vice president, president, and all these people? So you go
well,
for the
girls, press. Yeah, us girls have to talk first about, you know, I love your hair, or how are the kids, or tell me about your grandkids, you know. So there's a relationship already ongoing when you're in the bank. And then, you know, it just, I don't know, it just comes out our mouth. You know, what kind of water do you guys drink? Oh, gosh, do you know how much that water system's cost in the bank a year? Let me show you a way that you can do it for less than 7 cents a gallon. And the bank president then comes involved, and the financial people get involved, and then they take it home. Not only they have it at the office, but they see the value of it, want one at their house as well. We don't ever see people as a corporation, or if we do like a home show or something, we don't see them as businesses there. We see them as a whole bunch of people who have families in need of our products in their home and in their own personal environment.
In other words, we get to do a presentation for a larger group of people when we can get into an atmosphere with a company or a corporation. We're going to do the same presentation if we can do it with a dozen of them at a safety meeting. Then we're going to reach more people. And then when they want to know more about it on a personal basis, then we invite them to come to a wellness preview, learn more about it.
When you're in a corporate atmosphere, how do you approach those people? I mean, do you go into the product end of it right away, or?
Yes, mostly product, because we're not in there to build a business within their business. And it's primarily product. The people that we have who are corporate sponsors will usually only go to the bronze level, because they're not interested in having people leave their company, you know, and join us. We're not in there to take people away from them corporately. But we've had some neat things happen there with people. We just basically tell them, hey, you have an alternative now. You have a complementary means of dealing with some of the physical issues. And they come to us, and the owners of the company will call, and they say, hey, we've got an individual that's just diagnosed with diabetes. Can you help them? Certainly we can. And so we don't do it on company time. We ask them to, you know, make an appointment, and then we share with them about how they can get in control of it naturally. And we're always careful to tell them we're not doctors. We're just here to help and try this stuff and see what happens.
Jenny, can we answer some questions for anybody else? Maybe we've been talking an awful lot. Maybe there's somebody else that we could just answer questions. But I would like to give our phone numbers, if that's all right with you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. In case somebody has some questions that we don't get to talk to them about, our phone number at home, of course, is 505-632-2133. And there's an answer machine there. If we don't answer, please leave us a message. And we'd be glad to talk or do three ways with people. We're happy to do that and eager to do it.
What about an email address? You got an email there?
Yes, it's called All About Energy at Q, like Quest, only just the Q, .com.
Okay, great. Well, Vance says don't go too much longer than 40 minutes, so I think we're getting real close, so I don't want to infringe on your time and stuff. So is there anything else you'd like to share real quick that I haven't... right out of you? Don't hesitate to call. Tell me.
No, we just love to share this business, and we do a really good job on three-way phone calls. If you're working with people, we work a lot with diabetes, so we can help with that. We share books and stuff with people so they can kind of start on their own. But
a couple of books I'd like for you all to know. We keep talking about salt, and we're kind of known for that in our area, but there's a book called Your Body's Many Cries for Water by Dr. Batman Gelly.
Yep.
The subtitle is You're Not Sick, You're Thirsty. It's an excellent book, and it opened our thinking to all natural mineral salt. For the diabetic ones, there's one called The pH Miracle, Dr. Robert Young, and he also has a book, pH Miracle for Diabetics. Those are excellent. And then for leadership stuff,
there's one called it's by John Maxwell. Putting your dream to the test. Great business building book to, you know, just help you. You know, we all dream about a better life, and we need to kind of get in touch with what we dream about every day and keep that in mind. And this is a wonderful book. We've taught out of it, and we use it ourselves to help us and encourage us every day to remember why we're here. It helps us identify our purpose. We want to expand and grow and make a contribution in the world we live in. So it'll help a lot.
You should be listening to CDs and reading books and sharing with people in order to keep informed but growing. It's a growing business. It's not something you learned and then you go. You're learning all the time.
Oh, I know. And what's so interesting about it, sometimes it takes us a little while to wake up. It took us 18 years to figure out. I had a dramatic product experience, but we didn't realize it. And sometimes it takes a little longer for some people, but...
yeah,
it's exciting. Well, I hope you see it, and I hope you see it down in Cancun, Mexico, huh?
Yes, we've already qualified. We're ready to go, and now we're working to bring a dozen people with us. So,
or more,
yeah.
That's great. Well, it's good talking with you all, and we hope to see you again. And hope, like I say, if we have anybody, we'll catch up with you later.
Thank you so much for letting us share with you.
Thanks,
no problem. Love to have you.
Good.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.